Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the show this morning.
Tuesday.
In the house.
It is Tuesday.
It is. Feeling refreshed.
Sounds really good in my headphones right
now. Yeah.
Why does some days our second camera works and some days it just does not work?
I don't know. Today it didn't feel like working. It is Tuesday.
It's true.
Second work day for it. Maybe it just was like, nah, man.
It wants to take a vacation.
Everybody needs a day off. Everybody needs a break. Are we taking a break this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Heck yeah. Are we going to see a midnight movie this week?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you said you didn't want to go see it.
Well, if I have the next day off, I know I really, really want to see the movie. I just don't know if I...
If you can make it through a midnight
movie. Here's what happens. If I go see midnight movies, mm-hmm. chances are I'm going to not love the movie.
Yeah.
Because I am exhausted. So I'm going to go, eh, it wasn't that good. Case in point, episode 3,
mm-hmm.
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Hated that movie.
Well, not a lot of people like that movie anyway.
Because I was like, that was terrible. It was 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
Yep.
And then I saw it the second time. I actually really enjoy Revenge of the Sith.
It was my favorite of the prequels, that's for sure. But every prequel had like a really good part. Like the pod race scene in the first one was awesome.
And Darth Maul.
Yes,
both
and
awesome
Darth Maul.
Moments.
In the second one, Attack of the Clones... I can't remember. There was something in there that was really cool.
The fight between Jango Fett in the water area was cool. That water planet.
And
that
the whole water thing was neat.
Yeah.
And then Revenge of the Sith was probably the best one.
Yeah.
But Anakin was just such a... I don't know. Such a waste.
I know. Other case in point?
Yes.
The Two Towers.
Oh.
Saw
well,
that
I don't
at midnight.
Know why anybody would go see those movies at midnight.
Yeah. Saw that at midnight.
That's a bad idea.
And it was just like... Ugh!
You want to go see?
So long.
You want to go see The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings? You want to go to a good like 5 p.m. show?
Yeah,
because you're gonna fall asleep. It's true. You can't get around it.
I feel like these movies are short enough and action packed enough that new Hunger Games is what we're talking about.
Hunger Games
coming out Friday.
Hunger Games.
Kind of want to go see a midnight movie on Thursday.
We'll see.
I don't think I'll.
I don't think you will either because you said
I'm so tired
I can't
still.
Do those anymore.
I can't. Man, I thought I was going to be cool and pulling all nighter Sunday to Monday, and I mostly did. Slept like an hour in between. 2 or 3 a.m. it was like calling my name.
Sleep.
So I had to.
Sleep.
You know what other movie, man? I saw at midnight. Just Footloose.
How'd you?
Yeah, not Footloose. Saw it at midnight. Opening day.
I don't think you did.
I was 5, so I slept right through it. Yeah.
You didn't dance? You didn't free your community through the method of dance?
Speaking of community, did you see who was on Talking Dead this week?
No.
What's her name?
Was it Britta?
Nicole something Brown. Yvonne.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Can never remember her name.
Did you already watch Walking Dead from this week? Was it awesome?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
There's only two more episodes
before
left
the mid-finale.
Right. Everybody's taking a break. There's only one more Gotham. There's only one more. It's like, man.
Yeah, but do you know what there's not one more of?
What?
Agent Carter.
I know.
Yay!
Yeah. Coming in January. We're excited about that. Dude, we got a big show today.
We do.
It's Tuesday. Which means New Music Tuesday. Got a few Locals Rule submissions. If you're a local artist, you'd like to get played on Static Radio. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, phone lines are jammed.
I bet I know who it is.
Yeah.
Also, somebody who emailed us, Rebecca, says she has requested this guy named Levi Weaver twice, and it hasn't been played yet. It's not going to get played today either, but maybe next week.
But maybe.
Sorry.
But maybe. 505-338-3700.
Did they disappear?
The phone number. They did, both of them.
What?
I don't know.
Doug, what happened? Did you hang up on him? No, he says he didn't hang up on him. They
it's
disappeared. He hung up on him. I saw him.
I'm willing to bet it's still busy. Oh, no. It works. No. Phone lines work.
You know what? Somebody probably told Matthew he wasn't supposed to have his cell phone on the bus.
Oh, no, guys.
Oh, no.
We got a great Tuesday today. It is New Music Tuesday. We got a couple local artists, as I mentioned. If you're a local artist, you'd like to get played on Static Radio. You can send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. But if you go through our website, mystaticradio.com, under the locals rule section, man, that takes moments.
Moments.
We could get that
moment
today even.
Yeah, if you did it right now.
We'd still have time to play that one.
Probably.
So check it out. Do that. Mystaticradio.com under the locals rules section. We'll play your jams. Also, on the show today,
I have to read you something right now. This comes from Amanda Dooley. My husband Isaac and I saw the Great Amberlin show tonight in New York City. They not only played their city's album, but they also played Never Take Friendship Personal straight through. They recorded both, so keep an eye out for a potential live album. My husband has been loving their music since the early days as Sago whatever.
Oh, wow!
When they were playing with bands like Cool Hand Luke. Man.
Wow.
It was I'm going to tell her.
The funny thing is it's Saga.
That's how it's spelled, though.
No, I know.
Why do they... That's confusing.
No, exactly. That's why nobody knows that band.
Whose idea was it? That was Steven's idea, wasn't it? Servants after God's own heart. Saga. That doesn't make sense, Steven. That doesn't make sense. We need to call him today and tell him that doesn't make sense. Right now. We need to call him right now.
They are on the East Coast. We could.
He's awake. Steven! It doesn't make sense! Thank you for bragging about your adventure.
I know! I think Thigpen was there last night, too. Guys, we didn't get to go see Amberlin's final tour.
Also didn't get to see Reliant K's 10th anniversary tour. Gosh. And yesterday they were in Roswell.
Yep.
Just chilling out.
Hanging out, not going, being in Albuquerque.
Going to the UFO Museum.
Crazy. Which, come
said,
on, guys.
Thank you, Matt Hoops.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, our boy Aaron Gillespie will be hanging out with us. We're excited about that as well. So if you have questions for Aaron, get him in.
Neato.
He'll be with us.
Yes.
He'll be kicking it. Of course, this hour, breaking news and birthdays. We will get to those coming up.
Cool.
But I guess, are we actually going to take this?
Are we taking it?
It's 6:20. I mean, sometimes people
Let's
call.
Take it. Let's take it. Look at this turtle. He looks like a sandwich.
Guess we're going to take this phone call.
Well, why wouldn't we? There's nothing wrong.
Static.
Morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, did you call us and hang up?
Call when you want.
I don't know what was going on. It was not me.
No, Matthew. Doug doesn't hang up on people.
That wasn't me, guys. The only record I have is, you know, is me calling you guys right now.
That's a record?
Yeah, you know on the phone when you dial someone, you have your call log?
Yes.
Yeah, my call log shows they only have you guys right now.
Yeah?
First call of the day, guys. First call of the day.
First call of the day. Yeah.
Every day when I make a phone call during the week, it's always this back radio. It comes up on my call log. And boy, do I love that.
That's good. I love it, too. Steve-O loves it the most.
I do. More than anything.
Nice. And you know what, guys? I do have a little bit of an announcement here for Lady Hawks. They are now the state champs in New Mexico for volleyball. They did excellent.
We can do better than that. I think we can do better than that. We need to get a good theme song for it today. And you got to make an announcement loud and proud, okay, buddy? Ready? Are you ready?
All right, you got ready? It, Steve-O.
I got it, and
go.
Go.
Let me know. All right. Well, guys, I got the announcement. This is from Lady Hawks Volleyball from Cato Vista High School, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Well, guys, they are state champs for the state of New Mexico. They're state champs for volleyball. Okay, stay. Excellent team, excellent work. All those girls work their best. A little shout out to Sewell, Chelsea Nunez, and let's see, they got Hallie, they call her Hallie Berry. She's one of our team members. Shout out to her as well.
Hallie Berry plays
for the Volcano.
Shout out to
the rest of the team, guys.
That's awesome.
That's all for the Lady Hawks this morning.
I love it.
It's good, man. It's good.
Yeah. You know what, guys? There's a guy who's a better announcer voice than me. His name is Mr. Finn. He's a teacher at my high school. Oh, my goodness. He is hilarious.
Okay.
Sounds hilarious. Sounds hilarious.
Yep, he is hilarious.
Should I trust him?
Yeah. Do you track him?
Should
I
trust
no.
him?
Oh,
should
him?
I trust
what
him?
What is happening?
Trust him. Well, it depends. If you know him, you know him.
I don't know him.
Yeah, no.
Ah.
There you go. Hey, what can we play for you?
Let's see, it's Maureen. Can you guys do me a favor and play the Ambulance for me?
Yes. Mm.
This is going out to my best friend, Courtney Carlisle, out there listening right now. Good morning, Courtney. Have a great day.
There you go.
Good morning, man. Courtney. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good day.
Bye. All right,
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Matthew Mountain.
I'm about to put up a picture of a kitten. A very cute little kitten.
Well, considering our friend yesterday went and saw this band live.
Yeah.
Cover to cover, two of the greatest records in the world.
They played, I've seen a video of them playing this. The whole tour. And they've been playing Symphony of Blasé from Never Take Friendship Personal.
Just saying. Ugh. It is Tuesday, New Music Tuesday today. That'll kick off at 7 o'clock to get you there. Breaking news, birthdays, and an Amberlynn request.
Yeah.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Emotive and stable, you're like an unwinding cable cord. Listening for voices, but...
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Yep.
I'm giggling. It's not your fault. It's a computer's fault.
There was something else there.
Yeah, and it moved.
It's gone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I wonder what that was.
Like, what?
We'll find
you?
Out.
Where? Oh, good. Oh,
how are you? Are you moving it? That's crazy. Guys, this thing is, it's very user-friendly.
We got an entirely new automation system over the weekend. DJ Bossman Dan and I spent the night, Sunday night, camping out, getting it all good to go. I think it's good to go.
And it's still confusing. So give us a couple weeks, everybody.
There you go.
Maybe a couple months. Maybe a year.
Maybe forever.
Just let us know. Today's November 18th, 2014. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The number of the day, 25. Guess what that is?
Huh.
This is interesting. 25.
Number of the day, 25, the number times a month you will go to the ATM machine.
No, it's the most common speed limit sign in the USA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
A kid in the UK became the youngest Microsoft certified professional when he passed the rigorous exam last month at the age of 5. Five years old.
Crazy.
He's Microsoft certified. This does not make me trust Microsoft.
No.
At all.
No.
They hired a kid. They literally are... They're living the plot of a Disney movie, and they've hired a kid as an executive. A new book explains how a hospital covered up Elvis's drug problems, including his fatal overdose. That would be a fun book to read.
Ugh.
Do you think you'd like it?
No.
Why?
Because that sounds awful.
Why? The Vatican announced that next year Pope Francis will make his first trip to the U.S. when he visits Philadelphia.
Wow.
We're going to go.
No,
we're going to take Doug, and we're going to interview the Pope for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Could you imagine?
No, it would be awesome.
I don't know.
He'd have to have a translator. Doug, you know what I'm saying. Doug's stoked right now. Doug, let's make it happen. Yes. Yes. The State Department was hacked. However, the hackers only gain access to unclassified documents because I can get access to those. They're unclassified. Isn't that a Google search?
I think
so. Is that hacking? Well, I'm a hacker. Doug, are you a hacker? Kind of. Yeah, I know. New research shows that just 10 seconds of passionate kissing transfers up to 80 million bacteria.
Huh.
Great, Doug. The Drug Enforcement Agency made a surprise raid on 3 NFL teams Sunday.
Whoa.
I saw something about this. It was a big,
really?
Big, like, surprise raid. Oh, no. Drugs.
Dang.
Experts say that the production of chocolate can't keep up with the global demand.
Chocolate's a
The world is running out of chocolate.
I'm okay with
this
that.
This is real.
That's okay.
This is real life.
Do I need horror music?
The world is running out of chocolate.
I'm sorry.
Where is Willy Wonka when you need him? I'll tell you where he is. Hanging out with the freaking orange people.
Oompa Loompas.
The Oompas. Oompa. The Oompa Loompas. That's where he is. Oof. And that's weird. What?
Nothing.
Were you going to play chocolate music?
Do you want me to play chocolate music?
Yeah.
I'm lactose intolerant, so even just the...
It's not what I was referring to.
Talking about chocolate...
That's
does
crazy.
...does something to my insides.
That's crazy! You can't kiss me anymore. Did you hear about all that bacteria just a minute
yes,
ago?
Yes, I heard it. Shut up!
I'm making a stand today.
Gosh.
Today I'm taking a stand. Doug, same goes for you. Quit shaking your head, Doug. It's the truth. It's the truth, Doug. We have to just move on.
We just have to deal with them.
The president of China made a public vow Monday that China will never, ever use violence to achieve its goals. And then... No, there's not an and then. But there will be.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
If I ever hear any political dignitary saying there's not going to be violence, that's when I know. Give it a couple months.
Yeah.
Give it a couple months.
It's about to get violent.
The world is running out of chocolate, and when you kiss people for 10 seconds, you transfer 80,000 million bacteria.
But isn't that a good thing? That means you're building up their immunities.
Immunities, man. Hey.
Come on, girl. I'm helping you with your immune system.
I'm helping you out with your immunities, girl.
That's what I got you for Valentine's Day. Immunities.
That's not going to work.
It's worth more than roses.
And I didn't get you any chocolate because the world ran out.
Exactly.
A record number of foreign students, nearly 900,000, are studying in the U.S. this year. 900,000 foreign students studying in the U.S. this year.
That's crazy.
Residents of one Florida county are upset over plans to house a breeding facility for research monkeys. I didn't know that. That's kind of neato. They're afraid the research might make the primates highly intelligent, and then, just like in the movie, they'll break out.
Are you serious?
The lines at Disney World will just be ridiculously long. No, I'm not serious.
Wait, go back to the immunities kissing thing again.
All right. First base is a great place to get your mouth microbes some new friends.
Hey, girl.
New study.
Why would I need a flu shot?
Yeah.
When I got a U shot.
That will work. That will work.
Ah!
Let's try it on Doug. Doug.
Hey, man.
Listen, Doug. Steve-O's got something to tell you.
Wait, me?
Wait. Turn his mic up. Doug, get your mic ready. What are you doing? What are you taking so long for? Come on. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
Steve-O, tell him. Listen, Steve-O's got something he needs to tell you.
All right.
Hey, man.
Hey.
No,
just say it,
weird.
Man. Go down there. Just
no,
say it.
No.
I'll say it. Turn the hit me with the best shot music back on.
All right.
Turn it
right,
on.
Right,
gosh,
right,
I'll show you how to do this since you're too afraid. Hey, Doug.
What's up?
I don't need a flu shot this year.
Oh, yeah.
I just need a U shot.
Uh-oh.
Because the world's out of chocolate. And now give me a kiss.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, because we're out of Hershey Kisses. There's no more of them.
Oh, it's terrible.
Doug. It worked.
All right. Okay.
You need to quit chickening out.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I called you out on it.
Nobody calls me chicken.
Anyway, the Netherlands Organization for Applied Scientific Research says a 10-second French kiss can spread 80 million bacteria between mouths. And researchers discovered that the bacteria on the tongues of couples was much more similar than the oral bacteria of two strangers. Researchers say that being with someone for an extended amount of time and having a relationship leads to a similar collection of bacteria on the tongue. And debt. I added the last part.
Baby got bacteria.
Speaking of Baby Got Bacteria, which is an excellent parody song.
Oh.
Casey Hickox has a message for you. Please stop calling me the Ebola nurse.
Oh, no.
The 33-year-old nurse from Maine called out Governor Chris Christie and civic leaders in an op-ed she wrote in The Guardian. Hickox writes, I never had Ebola. I never had symptoms of Ebola. I tested negative for Ebola. The first night I stayed in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's private prison in Newark. Hickox, of course, is referring to the tent inside University Hospital in Newark she was kept in upon returning from Sierra Leone, where she was volunteering with Doctors Without Borders. Her defiance of quarantine policies in New Jersey and later when she arrived home in Maine led to a ton of media coverage and her subsequent nickname, the Ebola Nurse. Hickox claims Christie and Maine Governor Paul LePage used her, in a sense, to further their own agenda! That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Agendas. Agendas are important in this world.
Agendas for days.
Agendas are cool. A Texas woman is suing the owner of a 10-year-old beagle for $1 million in damages after her four pit bulls attacked and killed it. That's right. Emerald White is claiming she suffered... Pause. Yes. Her name is two colors.
Emerald.
White.
Emerald White. I thought emerald was green.
Exactly. Let us continue.
Okay.
Emerald White is claiming she suffered multiple serious bite and scratch type injuries requiring ongoing medical treatment after being unexpectedly and viciously attacked when she tried to restrain her four pit bulls that escaped into the neighbor's yard and attacked their beagle. She also said she feels conscious pain and suffering now and suffers also from fear, anxiety, and trepidation after the attack. White, the owner of the four pit bulls, is also alleging the attack was the Baker's fault as Bailey was not properly restrained and confined. Baker said he tried multiple times to talk to White about strengthening the fence between their two properties, but she never responded. Her four pit bulls went into the yard next door and killed the dog. And she's suing them, saying that it's their fault because the fence wasn't strong enough.
Wow. That's amazing.
I feel like I can get away with...
So much. Legal system, man.
You know what? The other day, I was driving and somebody looked at me.
Oh, no.
And it made me upset.
Did they know not to look at you?
No.
Gosh.
Obviously, they did not. So I am suing them and their family because I feel like they were raised improperly.
Stop it.
No. If they would have been raised properly, they would have known. You don't just look over at me while I'm driving.
That's
I'm
very
doing
true.
Things. I'm yeah. air drumming.
No, that's true, man.
I don't want an audience.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. An autopsy has been performed on a Michigan deer hunter who was found dead in a burning deer blind.
Whoa!
Yeah, the sheriff in some county, Gradiant County, Michigan, said the man in his 80s died of a stroke and fell out of his deer blind. In the fall, he knocked over a propane heater, which caused a fire in the blind.
Fire!
Wow! A quick-thinking Starbucks barista pulled a cab driver and his passenger to safety Monday after a manhole exploded underneath their vehicle, shattering the windshield and trapping them inside. Bernard Vickers ran out of the Starbucks on East 44th Street and Lexington Avenue. It doesn't tell me what town this was. About 6:30 a.m. Monday after witnessing the explosion, the manhole covered a transformer, and as the cab driver drove over it, the transformer exploded. Vickers pulled the driver out of the driver's side window and helped the passenger get out of the sunroof.
Hero.
Dang.
Hero.
Starbucks hero. Starbucks hero. Do you remember that song?
I do not.
Jukebox hero?
I remember this hero. That's a hero right there.
Bass, go!
In other news, Foo Fighters are announcing their U.S. tour plans today!
Yes, they are. C sharp. I'm telling you guys the notes. E. C sharp.
Two of the best drummers in the world in one band.
C sharp. It's not that hard on the bass. E. C sharp.
Taylor, Dave. E. Please come somewhere near
New Mexico. I gotta remember this. E. C sharp. Okay, this is F sharp. C sharp. No, man. Okay, it's F sharp, C sharp, B, A flat, A. Okay. Anyway.
There you go. All right.
Researchers at NYU Langone Medical Center say cutting calories may be the best strategy for dieters looking to slow the aging process and live an extra few years. Previous studies have touted the benefits of calorie counting as a strategy for staving off heart disease and other common maladies, but the latest findings are the first to connect calorie intake with aging and memory.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is terrifying. A python smuggled from Vietnam to Switzerland as a baby has been handed to a Swiss zoo after outgrowing the private home it has lived in for 2 decades. The non-venomous reptile, which is still evil, which 20 years ago fit inside the trouser leg of a Swiss boy returning home from a vacation with his mother in Vietnam, today measures 16 and a half feet and weighs 175 pounds. The boy was caught with the snake, named Sammy, when entering Switzerland, but was allowed to keep it after paying a fine. No longer able to care for the python, family decided to give it to the zoo. Probably a good move.
Yeah.
Probably a good move. It's that moment brides, every bride in the world waits for. If your groom lifts her veil, they gaze into each other's eyes and they seal their marriage with a kiss. Well, in this case, that scenario went a little bit horribly wrong. A Saudi couple who had not seen each other's faces were joined in a traditional wedding, but when the groom saw his bride's face, he divorced her on the spot. Shortly after the wedding ceremony, the couple sat down for photos. When the bride lifted her veil to smile, the groom sprang up and cried, "You are not the girl I want to marry. You are not the one I had imagined. I am sorry, but I divorce you." And it was done.
Wow.
Taking care of business over there, man.
That's for real.
I mean, it's like boom. Nope.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That makes me feel sad.
Here's another story. A Saudi man has divorced his wife after she ignored him. Specifically, she ignored his text messages. The husband was frustrated by his wife's seemingly endless interest in using her phone for chatting with friends and family. On asking why she didn't answer him or acknowledge his message, the wife said that she was busy talking with her friend. Not happy? He divorced her. Man, you can just go willy-nilly over there.
What is happening?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A county sheriff's officer in Illinois is being investigated for allegedly pulling over a school bus to deliver lunch to his son on board. Lieutenant Brian Keller had been accused in a police report, has been accused, of using the emergency lights on his unmarked car to conduct the traffic stop of the school bus. At 7 a.m. last Wednesday, the bus driver filed a police report with police. And finally, police say a hunter had shot a deer on Saturday morning and was using a cart to bring it out of a wooded area 60 miles north of New York City. Another hunter saw the deer moving, thought it was alive, and fired, hitting the first hunter in the hand and the butt.
Whoa!
The injured hunter was treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The incident is being investigated by police.
Gosh.
It sounds like that scene on Wedding Crashers, Doug. You know, when they go hunting?
Yeah.
That's me and Doug's favorite movie together.
No.
That's when we transfer the most bacteria. And speaking of that, let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
Right now, it looks like everything's cool. Construction I-25 in Paseo, and we also have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic, because now it's time for birthdays with Bacteria King himself.
Oh, yeah.
Dougie Fresh. And nothing.
And
he's clicking.
Nothing,
he's laughing.
Nothing.
Is your mic on? There
yeah!
it is. His mic's not on.
Hey.
There.
Hey, buddy.
It was loading ever so slowly.
Loading. Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, but we're here. We made it.
We did it.
We're sharing bacteria.
Doug brought us something incredible to talk about.
Yeah?
Yes. I know we have new music Tuesday, but maybe we should just skip it today. Nah, we won't do that.
Today, November 18, 2014, day 322. There are 43 days remaining in the year.
Amazing. Oh.
43 days.
First up. Best up. Best known for playing Nikita on La Femme Nikita.
The girl.
Peta Wilson.
That girl.
Is it the blonde lady?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, the blonde lady?
Yeah, because there was an old show called La Femme Nikita. There.
Oh.
This is the old one, like the 1990s. The one that used to come on after Monday Night Raw.
Yes, that's it. Okay, I was like, did it come on USA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
So, 50.
She is 49.
She is 44 years old.
Oh, no. Y'all, we no said clue. She was older than she is.
Baseball.
Yep.
Baseball.
Designated hitter and cheater. David Ortiz.
Oh,
wow.
Doug, do you hold grudges against these people you don't know?
Gosh.
Maybe.
When they play for the Red Sox, he does.
Okay. This guy is 30.
34.
Allegedly, he is 39 years old.
Whoa. Can you play baseball and be 39?
Yeah, when you're Big Poppy, you can.
When you're what?
Genetically
Big
enhanced.
Big Poppy. He's 39. He's
Big Poppy?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Big Poppy.
Next up, an American stand-up comedian, actor, film producer, writer, and rapper. He's best known for playing Day-Day Jones in Next Friday and Friday After Next. He also appeared in The Hangover as Black Doug.
Oh, oh, oh. I can't remember his name.
I don't. Mike Epps.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a rapper?
Black Doug.
Guess so.
Okay, wow. Doug. He is 36.
38.
He is 44 years old.
Wow.
All these people are in these movies, and they're all way older than you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood.
Next up, an American actor, writer, and stand-up comedian, most widely known for starring as Brad Williams in the ABC comedy series Happy Endings and as Coach in the Fox comedy series New Girl.
Damon Wayans' son.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was in Let's Be Cops.
Dude.
And he was in
we
the other guys.
We watched that this weekend, Let's Be Cops.
Let's Be Cops is hilarious, Doug. So good.
Oh, man.
He's also in the other guys.
What is he in the other guys?
He's one of the other cops. Not that. He's with Rob Riggle.
Damon Wayans Jr. What is his name?
Yes, Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah!
Good job, buddy.
Yes!
Okay.
I knew it!
Damon Wayans Jr. is 32. Who's that girl?
33.
He is 32 years old.
It's Jess! Nice. I got it! Nice.
Nicely done. Hold on. James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett.
Yes.
Yeah! Kirk Hammett!
Metallica. Yeah, baby. Metallica. I don't even care what you say. One of the greatest bands of all time.
Yes.
Yeah. Awful band. Do it.
Kirk Hammett. Gosh. Metallica.
I
need to call Ethan Luck today. It's a national holiday for us. Why am I at work?
Yeah, why?
It's Kirk Hammett's birthday.
Okay, Kirk Hammett is, what do you think, 51?
54.
52 years old.
Snap. Jim Krasinski?
Nope.
The guy that played Kevin?
Nope.
The guy that played
Steve Carell?
Stan?
Nope.
Stanley?
Nope.
Dwight?
Think paper.
BJ Novak.
Paper?
Yep.
Wait, paper. Dunder Mifflin?
Yep.
Is it the guy that played Mifflin or Dunder?
Oscar.
Oscar!
Ah,
the sales guy. And his real name is Oscar, isn't
it? Yeah, Oscar
like
Nunez.
All their names are their names.
Ah.
Except for Steve Carell, of course.
And Pam. Her name is Jenna Fisher.
Oh, that's right. Jenna Fisher. You're right. So never mind.
And Dwight.
And BJ Novak's name isn't really. Yeah, never mind. Like three of their names are really the name. Oscar
and Michael
Angela
Scott.
And who else was real?
I don't know.
Maybe it was just those two. Oscar Nunez is 50 years old.
He is 44.
He is 56 years old.
Dang.
Whoa.
Dang.
Hey!
It's Saturday Night Live with Doug!
He was a cast member from 86 to 95.
Hey-o. Dana Carvey.
Nope. Here.
Mike Myers.
I got a clue for you.
Oh.
The ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole.
Oh, no way. Is it Adam Sandler's birthday?
His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets.
Is it Rob Schneider?
No.
Send him home. Send him home. I just send him home.
But he's in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, he's also in Weeds. He was also in Grandma's Boy.
Dang it. Who is it?
You guys are going to be so mad.
Kevin Nealon?
Yes.
Oh, Kevin Nealon! Yes.
Kevin Nealon.
That's right, Kevin Nealon. That was Kevin Nealon. I'm like, why can't I remember that scene?
Yes.
Yeah. Send him home.
Send him home.
Kevin Nealon.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll send him home. I'll do what I have to do.
58. I went older, guys.
62.
61 years old.
I'm almost there. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
All right, and the final birthday?
Make it a good one,
American actor and screenwriter from Dallas, Texas.
Zach Braff.
Nope. He has two brothers. He's best known for being in movies such as Bottle Rocket, The Royal
Tenenbaums.
Owen Wilson! Wedding Crashers.
Yeah!
He went to NIMI.
Old school. Did you say old school?
No, he wasn't in old school.
Oh.
Zoolander.
Yep.
Wait, who's in old school?
You're thinking of Luke.
Yeah.
Luke. Yes.
Meet the Parents. Charlie and Me.
Zoolander.
Owen went to NIMI in Roswell, New Mexico.
Really? Yeah. Royal Tenenbaums.
Yep.
Along with this dude right here.
What's that movie I just watched the other day? I watched a movie with him and Zach Galifianakis in it the other day.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one of those kind of quirky,
serious
indie
funny
movies. Yeah. It was all right.
Huh.
I think it's called Are You Here?
My favorite character of his was in The Royal Tenenbaums.
He was the voice. Wasn't he the voice of the car?
He doesn't say Shanghai Nights.
He wasn't Shanghai Nights.
Of course we didn't say Shanghai Nights.
What, that movie was so awesome.
The internship was good.
They were like,
I haven't seen
we can't do any more Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker movies. What are we going to do?
You know, he went through like an intense depression a few years ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you mention Armageddon?
No.
He was in Armageddon.
He was awesome in Armageddon. All right. Owen Wilson, I'm going to say, is 41 years old.
43.
Today, he is 46 years old.
All right.
Next, all right, we're going on the dates.
Right.
Dates!
But the other YouTube videos aren't working.
Dates!
So we're just going to keep playing the Clash.
Stay with the Clash.
That's okay.
All right, it goes fittingly. On this day in what year, some theologians believe Noah left the ark.
Ooh.
On this day in what year?
Yep.
Well, which theologians? Let's say B.C. 5380 BC.
gosh, Doug.
I know.
Okay, well, most people think that
the Earth is like 6,000 years old, right? So I was thinking from
I said
the time
most of people.
I was talking theologians.
Yeah, most theologians think that Jesus was like 33 AD. I can't remember this right now. Where is Phoenix? Okay. Because it's not like...
His death, you mean?
Yeah, but it's a little off.
Right.
Because they think he was born in like 3 AD. Or 3 B something. It's like 3 or 4 years off. So anyway...
3 or 4 years? Come on, we're talking thousands of years.
I know. I'm trying... That's my starting place. That's my starting place.
Christ should always be your starting place.
Because there were thousands of... How many years were there between Noah and Jesus? Thousands, right?
Yeah.
Like 2,000?
Oh, that's
4,000?
That's why I said 50... What did I say?
5,300
BC or something. I thought it was like 6,000 years between like the beginning and then... Oh, wait. That would be the beginning to now, they think. Crap.
Yeah.
I was off by 2,000 years. Hold on, Doug. I'm going to say roughly 4,000 BC.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, Doug.
Come on. Educated guess.
2,600 BC.
2,347 BC.
You're close.
On this
All
same
that crap,
year.
And I was so close.
On this day in what year, according to legend, using a bow and arrow, William Tell shot an apple off his son's head?
1684.
1592.
1307.
Wow. And the number one song today.
Is this Papa Was a Rolling Stone? Wait, who is this? Why do I know the song? It's not the intro to Shaft.
Or is it?
Is it?
It is.
Yeah!
Number one song today.
Was the intro to Shaft?
Okay.
Isaac Hayes.
1973.
Oh, R.I.P. Shep.
1973.
Isaac Hayes. 73, huh? That could be.
That's probably wrong.
I'm going to say 1974.
1971.
Ah!
Today is Married to a Scorpio Support Day.
What?
It's National Entrepreneurship Day.
Doug, did you make up that first?
It's Mickey Mouse Day. And it is Apple Cider Day.
Is Shannon a Scorpio? You're like, guys, help me, help me.
Guys, help me. I need a...
Please. We're both cancers.
Please help
amazing.
Me. You're not
amazing.
A cancer to me, Doug.
Oh, you're a cancer? You. I'm a cancer. We're all cancers.
Not me, Leo. Leo the lion.
When's your birthday?
June 22nd. I'm like the cutoff day.
You're like the cutoff. You just got
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I just barely
you
made it.
You just made it. When's Shannon's birthday?
July 10th.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Thank
good job.
You.
When's your son's birthday? You don't know
we'll
yet.
See.
Oh, man. We got a great show for you today. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, our boy Aaron Gillespie will be joining us. He's rocking it in Paramore right now, just drumming it.
Yep.
Currently in Albuquerque producing a record. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all of his adventures.
Is Tam coming in, too?
I think so.
Are they going to argue?
It's quality Tam Tuesday.
I hope they argue.
Man.
Where are they all going to stand?
No
I'll just
clue.
Leave.
Yes, dude.
Nice.
That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're very, very excited for that. Coming up right around the corner, though, it's New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the jams.
Yeah.
We'll do that next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, I should have gotten music ready for that afterwards. Where's your mic?
You
Gosh!
Turned me off.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
That's not what
the
I wanted
Empire.
To play. That's not
play
what
Superman.
I wanted to play. Gosh, Superman?
Play Superman.
Guys,
now.
We got a new computer system and it's just not working
Our
out.
New computer system hates us, but it's so user-friendly.
Oh, man. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Steve-O Mateo hanging out with you.
Hey.
We're going to see if this stuff works, shall we?
Yeah, I want to, but I don't know if it's going to work. Because, okay, so you can tell the thing when the music is supposed to start playing. So I loaded in some of these songs last week and then yesterday and scheduled them to start playing at 7 a.m.
That's right.
And then I double-checked. I said, now, wait, Daniel, does that mean they're all going to start playing at 7 a.m. on top of each other? And it'll just be like, and he said, no.
No.
But it doesn't look like...
We're going to make it happen.
It doesn't look like we can even play
them. We're going to make it happen, buddy. We're going to make it happen. All right?
Okay,
I believe
you.
Yeah, I believe me too. Hey, I believe in me.
Good. You're just like Matthew McConaughey.
If you're just joining us for the first time ever, New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the jams that we get. We get music week in, week out, and seriously, by the end of the week, it all just kind of sounds the same.
Yeah.
So we need your help. Your votes count. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We also like to... showcase local artists if you would like to get your music played on Static Radio. MyStaticRadio.com under the Locals Rule section.
What is about to happen? What's the name of this song?
The name of the song is whatever song this dude sent us because I didn't write it down.
All right, hang on. I'll find it.
His name is Jacob DeRussia. He's a 19-year-old touring hip-hop artist. He set out to make a change this last summer on a mission trip to Peru. He encountered poverty beyond imagination.
Changed the world.
On his 20th birthday, he hosted and performed at a benefit show for the homeless, raising over $500. He says that this is only the beginning.
Good.
You can tune in to the full album as Jacob takes you on a journey and repaints his summer. He's originally from a small town outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico called Corrales. Currently studying music at Loyola University in New Orleans.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, he spends a lot of his time in the dorms writing and recording music or out at church events performing. He says that one of the things he struggles with is finding the balance of hard work toward his career and casual time with friends. Are we ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Without further ado.
Ado.
Jacob DeRusha, it's the Locals Rule on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. When I get up on the plane, but I've been around. Trying to make a change when I get now. Now. But I never knew what I could do when I get the mic. How you change the world. So let's change the world.
That was, what's his name? Jacob DeRusha. Change the world. Hey, something else is playing.
Wait! My bad.
Pause this.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Steve O'Mateo hanging out with you, playing some jams. Local artist there from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
Living in Corrales. Going to Loyola University right now, learning about Muzaks and whatnots.
Muzaks.
Yes.
Kelly says, was that actually Doug?
And that's why I was laughing. I was reading the comment.
TJ said, what? Matthew says, no.
Come on.
Stefan says, not the worst, but not the best either.
Okay.
Bill Peterson says, prelude. I agree with Bill.
Static.
I think Mateo took the words right out of my mouth.
Booyah!
Wooly, what's up?
Man.
Yeah.
My thoughts exactly, yeah. I love you guys.
Love you too.
I just wanted to call you and let you know that. I think the kid is a hometown. He's a work in progress, but I think we ought to keep him on.
There you go.
I think a little bit of moral support for the local kiddo is always a good thing.
Okay.
And he's got some talent. He's got a little something in his back pocket there. That's
it's
a,
in there somewhere.
A little something. Somewhere. It's there. Somewhere.
somewhere. It's there.
He's got the right idea.
Are you still stuck in Roswell?
No, I made it back yesterday. I made it back. I plowed through. I just put a small, you know, one of those like children that just won't stop talking. A structure mold on the front one, and gave him a rake, and he raked his way as I drove down 40. Got
Man,
in.
That's
good. It was really great. Got some snow out of the way. It was great. But I'm happy to be home. It's nice. Did meet the folks from Reliant K and Roswell though.
You did?
No, I didn't. I wish I did. God, that'd be great. That'd be so cool. How cool, because they were in Roswell, I miss it did. Oh, shoot, that would have been wonderful.
That would have been awesome, buddy.
What a story that could have been.
Could have been.
Could have, yeah.
Possibly. Okay. Anyway, I love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you, buddy.
Deuces.
Deuces. Wooly.
Carly says she thinks Steve-O was singing the background vocals.
I wasn't. That was a real song, guys. I swear.
Yeah. Can I read that? TJ Holt says... He swears he heard tampon in there somewhere.
I don't think so. What rhymes with that? Hampon. Upon? Rampon. On my lamp
I don't know.
On. I got
my
lamp
on.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes, I did it!
Sean says, no thank you. Thought it was going to get better, but I can't dig those rhymes.
Okay.
All okay. Right.
Moving on. That's
Moving
why we do New Music Tuesday, guys.
On.
Next up, we got this artist, Random Hero. They sent this... This
they
themselves.
Did.
They and said, hey.
Them and
hey,
their radio person
hey.
Unrelentingly.
Multiple times. They sent me an email. They sent you an email. They sent my mom an email.
Yeah,
they were like, dude.
They said, hey, we hear you're from Silver City originally. can you get your son to tell Matt to play the song?
Yeah. So we need your help. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. The band is Random Hero. The song is Burn Up the Night.
Burn it up.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Classic Linkin Park. No.
Random Hero.
Yes. Gosh.
You got.
Random Hero. Burn up the night.
Stefan says, I'm going to say Barry on this one. Yeah. Carly says, no thanks, Barry. Stefan says, and this guy. This guy. Good grief.
I'm going to go ahead and put that into rest.
Sean says he digs it.
Dead bass. Oh.
Totally dig. TJ says, one Linkin Park is one too many.
That's funny because seriously, I heard Linkin Park heard Skillet.
Dude, Skillet all over it.
I heard, I don't know. Here, let's take a phone call. Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
It's a cold one.
Yeah.
It's a cold one.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the name of that last band?
Random Hero.
Random Hero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I could get behind. That was pretty good. I was digging it. I'm not going to make any burning puns or nothing, but that was good.
Jets guy, it's really cold.
It is.
It is.
So we understand. It's a little
chill. It's cold in my heart right now.
It's cold on my shoulder towards you.
Ooh, touche there, Mateo.
Man, that was good. Yeah. All right.
That was good.
Thanks for coming.
Bye, man. All right. Love you guys. Better.
Love you too, man.
Bye.
See, and that's how you know you really love people. Like, you're real friends. Even when they have terrible taste in music, you're like, but you're a good dude.
Well, he likes the Jets, too, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that? So. No, he's going to call back and say, nah, hang on.
Yeah. Keeping it going, it is New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the brand new singles we get in. Because seriously, we don't know. Jets guy loved that last song.
Yeah, he did.
We thought Skillet and Linkin Park had a baby, and it was kind of like, never mind.
It was kind of like what?
Nope. All right, moving on.
Just tell me.
Next artist we got, we going here, Scientist?
Yeah, I'm trying to find their Facebook.
The band is Scientist.
We've played a few songs from these guys.
We have. Good stuff.
Now we're going to try to find their Facebook.
There you go. The artist is Scientist. The song is Deep Down. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static. Scientists Deep Down, Static Radio, good morning.
I was talking to Doug.
That song just ends. So, you know. Yeah, good times. Good
Sometimes
times to be had by all.
The songs just end.
They do. They just end.
Doug, I apologize.
You're left wondering, what happened?
I was talking to him, and then I just had to go, whoop.
Yeah. It's okay.
Thebe says he can't get behind this because Derek Webb, but, sir, I think... He says, go ahead, judge me for judging. Okay.
Wait, what?
I was just going to say, I think Derek Webb remixed one of their songs. They put out a remix EP, so when you go
I'm
to
like,
their...
I don't understand what that means.
When you go to their Facebook, it's got a bunch of people up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the... So you got Darren King from Mute Math, Soul Glow Activator, used to be in Family Force 5, Mick Swagger. This is my buddy Jesse Kale. He does a lot of like stuff for YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
He used to work with John Rubin. Derek Webb, Chad Howitt from Paper Route, and Crash Cart. I don't know who that is. But those guys did remixes on their album. So, we didn't even play one of the remixes, so you can like it maybe if you want
Booyah.
To.
Booyah!
Unless you just don't like Derek Webb so much you refuse to like it.
I think that's the case.
Bill Peters. Leonard says, dig it. The Everett Brothers are coming to town on February 4th, Steve-O.
Oh!
Leonard wants you
it's
to
good
go
to know, him. Man. Thank you so much. Go ahead and pencil that in my not going to be there calendar.
Okay. Sorry. Michael Harvey says, was timing okay when the drums entered? I don't know. Cassie says, yeah, Barry, I'd rather listen to that other band. Stefan says, I think I'm kind of digging this one. Carly says, different, fun, dig. TJ says, hipster church meets Trevor McNeven. No, bro, no. Laura says, it's all right, dig. Leah says, not digging the sound, Barry. Sean says, was not science blinding, but still dig.
Okay.
And Joel the Nanny says, this is actually pretty good. The vocals are a little eh at times, but overall, I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, that's
kind
of where I am. I was like, okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know.
Coolio.
Moving on. You can also chime in through the phone lines, 505-338-3700. Get involved, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Next up, I'm excited. I had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. Dominic Bali kind of quietly put out a record the other day.
Yeah.
Nobody realized it, and then all of a sudden, everybody's like, whoa, there's a record on Noise Trade, an entirely new record.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the...
I follow him on Instagram.
And you had no idea?
I knew that he was, like, working on stuff. I had no idea the full length was out. It's crazy.
There it is.
There you go. Dominic Bali, the song is No Stopping Us. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Dominic Bally, No Stopping Us. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Sean says, I want to hate it, but it's scary good.
It's really
diggity.
Good.
And yeah. I noticed in his bio, he talks about how people come up to him and say, I don't even like reggae music, but I like you.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's where I fall, because I'm not a reggae music fan. But I like his new record. Is good. I listened to most of it.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. TJ says their Volkswagen van has a legalized bumper sticker on it. No. Leah says, I'd sing along to this on road trips. Dig. Stefan says, oh, wow, this is rad. Dig. Joel says, this is really fun. Get me moving this morning. I'm digging this. Matthew says, me gusta. He loves that keyboard.
Wow.
Carly says, I like this song right away, but then the chorus was just okay. Overall, dig. Cool. And then Leonard says, Bill Peterson and I will take on the world. There's no stopping us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great track.
That's Friendship.
I really liked it. Cool. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Let's do Good Luck Varsity.
Ooh, Good Luck Varsity.
Where yeah, check it out, guys. This band kind of broke up last year, but apparently before they broke up, they had recorded an album. And we've played a few of the songs before.
Yeah.
Now they've all gone like different ways. Evan. I apologize. Evan started American Arson.
Okay.
Who we play. Ryan is now in State Champs, who we play.
Yeah.
Cody, I think he's toured with a couple of different bands, just kind of filling in. And then Wasim, the drummer, I'm not sure what that cat's doing. But anyway, I think there's been some kind of reconciliation. Because there was a huge falling out Ooh. Between Evan and the other three guys.
Okay.
But somehow, I was like, whoa, they're all putting this out. And like, Evan wrote the thing, and they're all promoting it. And then one of them, I think Evan or Ryan, one, had put up a status that said, forgiveness is a powerful thing.
Wow.
So hopefully, and I'm not sure because I haven't spoken with Ryan. He's the one I'm probably closest to, but... I'm not sure, but I think there's been some kind of reconciliation. So we should be hearing an entire record from Good Luck Varsity. This is the first single. It's called Come What May.
I like it.
Let's check it out. You tell us what you guys think.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good Luck Varsity, Come What May. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
That's funny. I just clicked on our thing and we had a comment from ourselves.
What?
It's because Mitch had tried to use the Facebook.
Oh, gotcha.
But she said, every time I hear this song, I'm going to think of Moulin Rouge. Do you know what you've done, Teo? It's true.
Come what may.
Nope. Never saw it.
Good movie.
Okay.
Leonard says, I missed most of it. Was it good? Matthew says, I like. Leah says, can't decide whether I'm digging this or I want to bury it. TJ says, my quick wit is being overcome by their emo. Bowling for Soup was right. High school never ends.
Wow.
Who listens to Bowling for Soup?
Bowling for Soup? Come
TJ
on!
TJ does. You know what? The funny thing about that, that band was one of the best sounding bands at Warped Tour. Do you remember that? They sounded
I didn't even watch them.
They sounded so good. I think me and Doug watched them. I don't care for them, but they sounded the best.
Yeah.
Stefan says, the drums are solid and all those pauses are really nice. Dig. Bill says, bless their hearts. Laura says, dig it. Bill, those cats are from Detroit.
Yeah.
Joel the Nanny says, this is quite enjoyable. I dig it.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Where you want to go?
Okay. Let's see. Let's play... what about Edward Stone?
Oh, yes. I haven't heard this yet, so I'm excited to hear it for the first time.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Lucky Luke, Dave Lukenholder from Cutlass, Seven Places, an amazing bass player, and all-around rad dude, started up a new project.
He did.
Out in Tejas. So he's currently rocking this. His name's Lucky Luke.
Yes, it is.
He goes by Edward Stone.
He do.
No clue.
No clue. Sometimes you just gotta distance yourself from your real name.
From yourself.
It's usually in criminal situations. I don't know anything about it.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Edward Stone. Dream.
I like that song.
Man.
I think that's a great driving song during the wintertime.
I thought it was absolutely amazing.
Bill says, someone get Ed an energy drink. Leonard says, I like it, but I found parts of the song hard to hear or understand. Mm. Stefan says, the song is put together really well, but I'm just not feeling it.
Stefan!
Laura says, dig it!
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh, gosh. Michael says, I think I'm grumpy this morning. Just looking for that one song to blow me out of my socks and sandals. Buddy, you needed that song back in 1996.
Gosh.
Man. Leah says, so mellow, something I'd fall asleep to. I guess, dig.
All right.
Joel the Nanny says, I suppose it's okay.
It's a winter jam, man.
It's a winter jam.
Tell us what you think.
Eternal Jam Nation.
Static.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go enjoy our national holiday with some Perry Hammock after that, man.
Yes, dude. Do it.
I'm having, killing me, Smalls.
All right, man.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
I don't know what he said.
He's going to go enjoy his national holiday of Kirk Hammett. It's Kirk Hammett's birthday, guitar player from Metallica. So
booyah.
I hear what he's saying. We need to wake up. So what do we got? We got, any wake up jams?
Yeah, we got some wake up jams. Let's do Weekend by Rigoletto.
Okay. No clue who this is.
Yeah. I don't really know a lot about this band. I did some digging. They put out, they're from Chattanooga.
Okay.
They put out a record 2013 or 2012, one of those years.
Okay.
And they've got a new one. They got a kid, an EP called Kid that's about to come out, I think, this month or next month.
All right. Tell us
and
what you think.
This is the first single. It's called Weekend.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Rigoletto Weekend.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
It's a good one.
Yeah, man.
Leonard says, just go on ahead and play me the rest of the EP. Bill says, boss. Leah says, I'm liking this song. Yeah. Digs it. Joel the Nanny says, me thinks this song is lovely. I diggeth.
Okay.
She's studying for a play.
I don't know, man.
Annette says, kind of has an 80s vibe to it. I like it. Matthew says, what days are strong days? Saturday and Sunday, the rest of the week. The rest are weekdays. Get it? Me gusta.
Yeah.
Brian Clopez says, whoa, heck yes.
Yeah, man.
It's cool.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about the music.
Casey digs it. Stefan says, the grooves. It grooves real nice. Dig.
We only got a couple more to get to here.
Yeah, we do. We were supposed to have another Locals Rule to play, but we found out this morning that we could not play it.
We could not play it, no.
No, we could not.
Make sure if you guys send us your Locals Rule submissions, keep it clean!
Keep it clean, y'all. Keep it clean, babies. Okay, so the unfortunate thing right now with New Music Tuesday is it being November. A lot of bands are releasing Christmas songs.
Right.
We're not playing a Christmas song today, but probably within, especially after December 1...
Oh, yeah, after November 20, whatever.
We're going to start playing, like, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, you're going to start hearing some Christmas music.
Jams!
Fortunately, a lot of bands have put out, like, House Heroes put out a Christmas EP. Family Force 5 just put out a new Christmas song. Tons of different bands are putting out Christmas songs this year. So we have a lot of new Christmas material.
Music to get to.
But right now, that kind of sucks because it's really hard to find new singles. But fortunately, a few bands are releasing singles right now, and then they're going to release singles right after the new year. So we're getting the few that we can right now to keep playing, because you don't want to hear we do Christmas music 24/7, like on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But then you're going to hear regular music mostly for the rest of the time.
Leading in, from Thanksgiving on, we'll sprinkle in or two an hour.
We're not going to inundate you with Christmas.
But let's be honest, everybody loves Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Come on, I'd start playing Christmas music right now.
I'm just saying there's other stations that do that, and we want to keep it a little fresh. A little fresh. So anyway, this little band is releasing a new single right at the beginning of the new year.
Yes.
And we got like a thing for it. And so I thought, well, we should just go ahead and start playing it.
Okay.
Because we need to.
Yes.
It's Need to Breathe. And this is their new single. It's called Brother.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Need to Breathe. The song is Brother. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. You can also chime in on the phone line, 505-338-3700. Our boy Marcus texted, dig it.
Dig it.
Let's see. Let's Need to Breathe.
Yeah, man. How could you not dig it?
I know. Come on.
I think our mouse is starting to give out.
Good times. Good
Leonard
times.
Leonard says, I like it. Shauna says, love it. Leah says, his voice sounds a bit like Caleb Followell from Kings of Leon. I dig it. I agree. Bill says, thank you for not violating the Christmas music boundaries. Others who I will not name Michael have violated, and I'm sad.
What is the violation?
Just playing it constantly.
Come on. Come on.
Get over it, Bill. Clopez says, is there really a need to vote on this? James says, this song makes me want to become an archaeologist so I can make a career of digging it.
Oh, okay.
Joe the Nanny says, sorry guys, I started reading Shakespeare and I forget myself sometimes. Anywho, I love the song Digging. Casey digs it. Laura says, not a fan, Barry.
Okay.
I'm going to like that. She stood up. Carly says, yeah, I love this song and Need to Breathe.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, we've got a culture shock suggestion today.
And we had an email from a listener asking for this song, and I cannot find it. I looked all through the system, and I'm not making it up. It really came in. I make up tons of stuff, but this is not one of those things. I don't know where it is. After the day where we talked about, I think it might have got deleted. It probably did.
Okay.
After the day when we talked about sad songs,
okay,
we had a culture shock suggestion from a listener for Damian Rice, and it was for a new song off his brand new record called My Favorite Faded Fantasy. This song is called Trusty and True.
Yeah.
If you follow me on Twitter, I was talking about this song yesterday.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, it's a culture shock, so make sure you check out the lyrics and express them to us. What does it mean to you? Dig in a little. It's a culture shock suggestion. Damian Rice, Trusty and True, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio to talk more about it.
About it.
Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Some Damian Rice. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. Are you okay? I'm just kidding. What are you crying for?
Huh? Nothing. I'm good, man.
He's crying so
much.
It's
just like sinuses.
You got some allergies.
Allergies.
Couple allergies.
Stuff.
Yeah. I get it.
Nothing, man. I'm good.
Leah says, how did I never come across Damian Rice? She loved it the second she heard the guitar in his voice. Here's the thing, Leah. This is a culture shock.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if he's... I think he is singing about the Lord. I really do.
Really, yeah, that...
He grew up Irish, so probably Irish Catholic. Or, well, I don't know. But there's always... There are references to God in all of his albums. I don't know why I said he'd be Irish Catholic. I don't know. But I want to say maybe I read something... And a thing, but there's always references. But this is the most like blatant. It's like an invitation song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's incredible. It's beautiful. And whoever it was that emailed in, if you were listening, I wish you would email your email again because I think it got deleted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that song's beautiful. But you got to be careful with Damian Rice because he's literally probably the most vulnerable songwriter.
You got to be careful.
Out there. And it's sad. And his his other albums have, like, and this new album, there's language on them, so parental advisories and stuff like that. So it's not just something you can just go to expecting, like, beautiful praise songs, because this is unlike a lot of the music that he's put out. But it's heartbreakingly beautiful. Yeah. All of his music is just like, man, because he just lays it out there. He's not sticking to any pop formula where he's trying to be ironic or he's trying to sing about what he's going to do tonight constantly over and over. It's just like, ugh. And the funny thing is, this new record comes 8 years after his last record. And the girl that used to sing on his records, they had like a relationship and then a giant falling out. And Damian Rice pretty much disappeared.
Wow.
For like, he would play shows here and there. But now, and I don't know who that girl is that's singing on the new album, but it's not the old girl.
All right.
So that it's intense, but I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
Leonard says, dig. Insert witty comment here. Dominic says, dig. Louis says, I started listening right in the middle of the song. Thought it was a Christmas song, but kept listening, dig. Matt says, best song of 2014. I've had it on repeat since last Tuesday.
Yeah, dude, that song is incredible.
It is. Laura says, it's a pretty song, dig. And yeah, okay, that's all we got.
There you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, one final song to premiere this morning, and we'll have the lead singer on the phone with us hanging out.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. We got to make a phone call. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Welcome back.
You did it. He did it, Doug.
I did it, guys.
He did it.
Team Awesome Party Party!
Hey.
Happy New Music Tuesday, your
Hooray.
Chance to vote on all the new music.
That's right.
We got one more this morning.
We do!
This one's been a long time coming.
How you spell that? Okay.
They've been working on this for some time.
They have.
I'm really excited to premiere this.
Me too. One of the bands that decided they were going to put out a brand new single right before Christmas.
Mmm.
And it's because there's been quite a bit of a wait for their new record. It was originally supposed to come out in October.
Yeah, and somebody knocked somebody up.
Somebody
and
knocked
like
the singer up, and they had to wait. It's okay, they're married. So the record got pushed back to May. But Fireflight decided to send out a single.
They did!
So
we're excited about
that. We're going to play it.
We are. And then we're going to hang out with your bride.
We are?
Yeah, on the phone.
Hey.
Yeah.
What does she look like?
Well, she's blonde, partially.
I don't know.
Black hair, partially.
I feel like things have changed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brand new music coming from Fireflight. The song is Resuscitate. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Hot minute.
Yeah.
Been a hot minute.
So we're excited to premiere this brand new one. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Radio.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new Fireflight. The song is Resuscitate. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What are people saying?
Casey says, dig, can you please play it again this morning?
Okay.
Luis says, I was hooked right at the intro. Definitely digging this one. Joel and Annie says, this is amazing, dig. Chloe says, dig, in all caps. Dawn, do you dig it?
I do, yes. We had a lot of songs to choose from, and we did dig it enough to put it on the record. So
there you go.
I definitely dig it.
Ooh, Brandy says it sounds like it belongs on a movie soundtrack like Divergent or something.
That sounds like money, y'all.
That's
exactly
sass.
Right.
That's
hey, y'all,
we need
that money.
Give me that diaper money.
Oh, man.
Hey, welcome to the show, Dawn.
Hey, thanks, Steve-O.
Glad to have you on the phone at least, because it's been a while.
Oh, I know, right? Ridiculous.
When are you coming home?
Oh, soon.
Okay,
soon,
good.
Very soon.
Should be
like
home
in a week.
A week from yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
He knows. I don't know these things, so.
Well, now that we don't live together, we don't keep as, you know, as minute by minute anymore. True.
For those that don't know, Dawn and I used to live together.
It was a weird relationship for me.
Moved on.
And Chrissy. We're both kind of like, what's happening here?
That's kind of this song, brand new song, Resuscitate. It's like bringing back to life this relationship you once had.
Yeah.
Kind of like how me and Dawn used to live together.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm pretty sure
it's amazing how inaccurate all of this is.
Man.
So let's talk about what's really going on. You guys are working on a brand new record, and as Matt so eloquently put it, the lead singer got knocked up, so they had to push back the release date of the record.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Gosh.
Scandalous.
What a jerk.
But now we got new Fireflight, and everybody's excited, so let's talk about brand new Fireflight.
Totally. We're super stoked. This is excited to make our first release our rock single, and we're pretty excited. We are super stoked on the album, and basically are peeing our pants over releasing it, and then turned out it wasn't peeing my pants over releasing the album. It was because there was a baby sitting on my bladder.
That's true. I was going to say, don't you pee your pants more now? More, because it used to happen a lot, and now even more.
That's incredible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Your husband.
Yeah. I can't wait to encourage our kid to pee its pants.
Oh, man.
Just pee.
What I hear, they don't take much encouragement. So we were going to release in October, which would have been fine for the baby, but then we could not get the mixes in time.
Yeah.
So that would put to January or February. Unfortunately, I will be lumbering around Great with Child at that point, and it won't be a good time for us to hit the road super heavy.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do for release the album. So we decided to push it to May 5th.
May 5th.
Next year. Which is pretty cool because it'll be 5, and it'll be the 5th album, and it'll be the 15 years of Firefly being a band.
That's a lot of fives.
We kind of feel like it's destiny on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
Okay, Dawn, the signal is getting bad.
No, here's the thing. We should talk about naming the baby 5 then.
No.
Because it's like, or 5th. How about that? 5th.
5th. That makes sense.
I think if you're going to name your kid a number, it has to be 2 syllables.
Like 7.
If Steve-O was going to name his kid a number, it would be the number of some player.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I immediately thought of 9.
9.
9.
9. Because of your German heritage.
Because of my German heritage, and I'd constantly be telling him, 9!
Dawn, yesterday, Steve-O bought these Christmas ornaments.
Stop it right now!
We were talking about it on the show, and then he bought them. I don't know. I don't think people are going to be happy.
I did not purchase Christmas ornaments.
As soon as the show was over, he was like, Matt, what's the eBay?
Stop it right now. Oh, man.
We're excited
for you to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to come home. I'm out here on the road with
we're
in rural.
It's bad. It's really bad.
She's in a rural area.
Yeah,
area.
She is.
Rural area. Yeah. And we got a full bus here. Last Watch has been playing on the tour, and they're really awesome. Unfortunately, the rear end of their RV went out last week. And they missed one of the shows, and then sure enough, we decided to load them up on the bus with us. So every bunk is full.
That's just a lesson every band learns. It's hard to tour when you're losing your butt.
Well, yeah, when the rear end goes out, it means you got too much junk in the trunk.
That's true.
Hey-o!
Hey-o, yeah, now we've got 14 people on the bus, so.
Gosh!
That's a lot.
That's the kind of party that results.
One more and you'll have one for every year you're a band almost.
Yeah!
So true. Actually, we've kind of got 14 and a half if you count the fetus.
The fetus. We think it's going to be a girl.
Oh, fetus lot.
Don't
I like
we?
It.
Fetus lot. Fetus lot. And its middle name
fetus
could be its middle name could be an A.
Yeah, like Aaron.
Fetus a lot.
Fetus a lot.
Fetus a lot. Perfect. If you have a name suggestion for my baby, it's really easy. The last name is Lot. So you can do Noah Lot. You can do Parking Lot. You can do...
Mm-hmm. Our buddy
jumps a lot.
Jake has named
Jack?
This baby
Noah.
Sorry.
He really nailed it with Noah.
He really wanted Noah a lot.
Noah a lot.
That's what Jack wants.
Yeah, Jake said he was trying to come up with
He's
biblical
got
114
names.
He was like, dude, what about like Dorcas? Thanks, Jake.
Yep. Oh, man. Amazing. We're excited for the new stuff. And obviously, Resuscitate sounds incredible. So where can people go to find more about what's going on with Fireflight? You guys are on the road. You're doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, they can come to fireflightrock.com as usual or facebook.com/fireflightrock. Mm-hmm. And if they're interested in becoming involved in the album, then go to pledgemusic.com/project/fireflight. If that's too long for you, just go to pledgemusic.com and use their personal Google to find Firefly.
You can
pre-order the album, and actually everybody who pre-orders will get the singles released to them ahead of time for free.
For free!
There you go.
Our fans have been listening to this. Our pledgers, the people who have helped us make this album, have been listening to this song for a week or so now.
Right. And they love
it. So it's pretty cool.
I've been looking at the reactions on y'all's web stuff, and everybody seems to really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting. They've worked really hard, and this album is really kind of widespread. We're independent now, so we can do what we want. And so we put 12 songs on there, more than we ever have before.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a really full spectrum when it comes to music, and there's something kind of for everybody, I think. So
yeah.
We're really excited, and we can't wait to release this album.
Mm-hmm. Booyah.
Yep. And we have it here at Static.
The whole record?
I think so.
Are you serious?
Sort of.
What? How have I not?
Sort of.
Oh, come on.
She sent it last week.
Are you serious? The whole record?
Yeah, because the song came out.
What?
What are you talking about?
I thought you had just the single.
I got the masters last
week.
You
got the whole record?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, he may have the inside track if you know what I mean.
I do know someone in the band.
That's very, very true.
I do. His name is Adam. He's the drummer.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's really cool. Really cool guy.
Oh, amazing. Well, Don, we can't wait for you to come home. Be safe on the road.
Thank you. And you guys be safe over there in Kirky.
In the Kirky. We'll see you soon.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
I love you more than Steve-O does.
I mean, you know.
That's appropriate.
All right. There you go. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Donathan.
Donatello.
Front lady.
Yep.
What do you say?
Front lady.
Front person?
Front woman. Front person here in our politically correct society.
Yes.
She is a person, despite being a woman.
Lead singer.
And we want to recognize that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Resuscitate, brand new single from Fireflight. You can check out all of the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I do want to point out that one listener said that they sound like Flyleaf.
Okay.
I just want to point that out.
Amazing. Oh, tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, our boy Aaron Gillespie.
Yes, and Quality Tam.
Yeah, they'll be joining us in studio. Ooh, you know what we need to do? We've got a game for Aaron this morning. Maybe, you know, Tamara, she's been spending a lot of time with Aaron as they're producing the record. See who can get what?
Yes.
Oh, I've got an even better idea.
Face off.
Yes, face off. All right. That's coming up. We'll do that right now, though. Latest from you two.
Ooh,
right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
It's a new system. Can I just say the system
sucks? It doesn't
suck. Am I allowed to say that?
We don't know how good we are.
I hate your computers!
He hates it.
Welcome. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Sorry, guys.
I'm trying to get through it, guys. I'm trying really, really
hard. We have
really
guests
hard.
In the studio, and you are really yelling hard. At the screen. Is it messing up like crazy
it's totally
right now?
Messing up.
So embarrassing.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Quality Tam.
About Tam time!
Morning. She's back. Folks.
Tam's in studio.
I brought you something. Show and tell day.
Actually, the funny thing is you were, like, bragging this morning, like, hey, I got Aaron with me. Is it cool if I bring him to the studio? I was like, yeah, we talked last night. Yeah,
he's already
planning on being here.
Except for we broke promises for 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, because
he's been in Brazil.
Yeah, he's busy. I understand that. He was with our boy Ethan Luck.
Not with.
Well, I mean,
you're not supposed to talk like yet. We're supposed to introduce you.
Oh. Let me do what I want.
Who are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Gillespie.
Gosh.
America. I can do what I want. I'm going to do what I want.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, sir. Sirs and lady.
Glad to have you in here.
It's good to be here.
Oh, man. You know what's not good? This computer system.
Yes, it is.
If you were a professional.
Yeah. We were here. We were here on Sunday at 11 p.m. to load in this whole new system. We had new computers and everything.
Yeah.
And then worked through the morning show.
Oh, like that. It's like
so
that.
So if you feel me, it's like that.
You get home and your kids are like, Dad, waffle.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
That's
sweet.
My kid. Everything is waffle.
Waffle?
What do you want for lunch? Waffle. We went for dinner. Waffle. We sat down the other day after church. It's definitely in the afternoon. At Village Inn. I don't know if you've ever been to Village Inn.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Bucky. Bucky
yeah,
Bear.
You know
that's
the deal.
It's my bro.
So we sit down and he goes, I'll have one waffle, please. I'm like, bro, it's 3 p.m.
One waffle, please.
That was me, though, as a kid. Village Inn was the jam because they had, like, literally 19 different kinds of syrup. You could be like, I want the apricot. I want the raspberry. I want to mix this.
Okay, pause. You as a kid never put apricot on your pancakes.
Absolutely.
It's not apricot. It's apricot.
Okay, I'm from Lubbock,
like
Texas. It is apricot, all right?
I say apricot.
You say apricot?
Mm-hmm.
I say
normal.
Apricot. What do you say? You
I don't know.
Hey, don't get in the middle of this, actually. You don't want to
I'm
do
a
that.
Salamander, man. I flip-flop. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I'm
I
like, I'm all things to all people that some might say it the right way.
And you know what? You really kind of are all things because you're involved in 114,000 projects.
It's true.
So
just
much
three or
so.
Four, but 114,000 sounds way more impressive.
Yeah, small
a
exaggeration.
Lot,
thank you.
Yeah, maybe,
thank you.
Maybe just a small exaggeration, but that's okay. We've got games and
we've
such
got
and whatnots. We were very excited. We talked yesterday. You know, you're like, hey, I'm coming in the studio. I was like, we're going to get a game ready. In case he really actually comes in studio.
I'm bad at games.
But this game is all about you.
Oh.
Perfect. So this game works.
Also, if you're bad at this game, that's bad.
That's really bad.
Because it's you.
Because it's literally your game.
You can't lose is what we're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You
what
got
if I
this.
Do lose?
Then, I don't know, Aaron. We got to rethink some stuff.
We really, really, really do. All right. Tam,
yes,
how
sir.
Much do you know about the career of our boy Aaron Gillespie?
Well, we're about to find out.
Yes, we are.
I knew you were going to throw
All
me
right,
the bus.
All right, everybody, welcome.
Ba-da-da-da-da!
It is time to play a game.
Oh, my gosh.
Our two contestants this morning, what hailing from Albuquerque, New Mexico? Her name is Quality Tam Tuesday.
It's question.
Really not.
Does
your...
anybody win anything for this? No
pride,
one's on the line. Okay.
Arrogance.
Oh, wait, no. The winner will receive a surge. From
you
the private
actually have
stock.
Surge?
I've got
do.
One, buddy.
Doesn't that cause, like, heart problems?
Yes, it does. It causes many maladies.
If you prefer, I have Mountain Dew here, so...
I'd like to try just, a surge and just see what happens.
Well, you gotta win.
I have Mountain Dew here.
Okay.
We can actually, like, try
you
them both
win.
And figure out which one
Well, I don't
want to
try one or the other. I don't want to try both, because I feel like you try both, it cancels it out, and your heart just goes, nope! I'm out. I'm
and
out.
You die. You meet
All
Jesus
right.
sooner.
To our left, our boy Aaron Gillespie, who's been involved in such projects. Actually, I don't want to say the projects.
That voice is ridiculous.
I
love it. I'm in.
All right.
It's somebody whose nose is stuffed up, but they're really happy about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to go home tomorrow. It's going to be great. I'm going to sneeze.
Have you guys ever used a neti pot?
You guys ever heard of neti pots? They're Dude. Incredible.
Real life story? Okay.
All you do is stand in the shower and use really hot water, and then it burns really bad, and you want to die.
Pause. Real life story. Neti pots scare me.
It's awful.
It's terrible. My wife is
I've
like,
done them.
She loves them.
My wife loves it too.
Yeah, see? And she's like, just use the neti pot. And I'm
Women
like,
of America.
No.
It burns so bad.
It's
and I always
weird.
Tell I always tell Jamie, I'm like, it's behind my eyes.
Dude, it's weird. I don't like it. And you're leaning over the sink and it's like, stop being a baby. It's like torture.
No, if you use one that's not been cleaned, you can get like a bacteria straight into your brain.
No, are
straight
you
up.
Serious?
Yeah, that's real life.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we've ever careful. Cleaned ours. That's cool.
Gosh. And now you know.
Don't share.
And knowing is half the battle.
Breaking headlines. Aaron Gillespie with brain cancer because of neti pot.
I'm just saying. Are we ready?
We're ready.
No.
Heck yeah. We just learned something new and knowing is half the battle. Come on. Okay, here's the game.
Okay.
Aaron has been involved in many projects, one of them being the producer of the new Battle Drums Worship Project.
Woo!
What we did is we had producer Doug splice together multiple projects this man has been a part of. Here's what we need.
I won't be able to do this.
The first person who can correctly identify these songs that you're
Song titles
hear,
or projects?
Just song titles.
That's hard.
Can I can't do it.
If yes, it's, you can.
No, I can't.
This
I use
is
working
your
titles. I use working titles all the time.
Oh, crap.
On set lists and everything.
You
Give me,
are screwed.
Let me have a shot.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm
all
ready.
Right. Okay. Without further ado, just save your comments till the end. Okay.
You have to wait till the very end?
Till the very end.
Okay.
It's 15 seconds long.
Oh, okay.
I believe you've got this. All right. Oh. We got Tam in studio from Battle Drums. Woo. Aaron Gillespie
from...
Making
a run.
Well, from this.
You got this.
Come on. Okay. Cue it up. Cue it up. Do it. Doug, it's not working. I hate this stupid machine.
Are you serious?
And it's, scene.
It's everything at the same time.
Scene. Well, yeah, that's the point of the game.
Hell. The answer is hell.
Tam, if you don't quit coming on the show and just cussing, I promise.
That's where I was just now.
I mean, I obviously heard under oath.
Yeah, okay.
And I heard. The piano is what makes it weird.
I can hear you singing.
Okay, hell.
That's not hell. If that were hell, you're saying that hell sounds like Aaron Gillespie on top of himself.
You want to run. Is it?
Oh, you can do this. Come on.
You can do it.
You want to hear it one more time?
No, hold on. I can't think of the name of the song.
Tell me first.
Oh, man.
That's me one more. Washed away. It's what?
Yeah, washed away.
Washed away.
I say washed.
That's
away.
Correct.
No, what?
I said it.
He
washed
got one.
Away, really?
Yeah, bang, 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 bang.
She can't
bang.
Take his. Okay.
No, this is. And okay. Then.
Got
that right.
And there's an under oath song, Boy Brush Red.
Red and.
No,
in black
no,
and
no, no, no.
Sorry.
You don't know. You're just ripping off his words.
Hold on, let me do this. You're messing me up.
What? Whoa!
How did you do? Are you a witch?
Gosh. In studio, Aaron Gillespie.
Halloween is over.
Yeah, it's really hard because
Tam
of the
Battle Drums.
The under oath, like, just, the under oath songs just kind just, of poo all over the rest of it.
Everything.
So when you scream into a microphone, it does that thing where it just ruins. It ruins. It's a great thing, but it ruins all capabilities of being able to know. I only caught that one worship song because of the bang, 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 bang.
505-338-3700. Doug, if anybody can actually correctly identify these, we will totally hook them up with
I'll
the
give
prize.
Them $5. Right?
I'm going to play it one
I
more
promise
time.
You that no one out there this morning at 8:30 in the morning can do it.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'll give someone $100.
No, you won't!
I will give someone...
I can do it.
You've been here. You can't... No.
Ready?
Hey, I will. You can come down to the station. I will pay you $100
and
American
it's
dollars.
And $105 because wow. I'm giving them $5.
Okay, here we go.
It's like guitar distortion.
Man, I hope so somebody hard. Just turned their radio on. They're like, gosh, Lord, I just need a word. I just need a word.
$100.
Radio.
I'll pay you $100.
That is Aaron Gillespie times, well, a few times.
Well,
I don't want to say
right
how many.
Now, Aaron's winning one to
one,
one
to,
half.
One to nothing. That's right.
I'm giving you a half credit.
How score many is, songs are in there?
I don't
just give us that much.
I can tell you how many songs are in
Do
there.
Do you want to tell them how many songs are in there?
There are four songs.
Four songs in there.
Four songs. One is, as Aaron correctly identified, Washed Away.
Washed Away. Yeah.
By myself.
By him.
By you.
By him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are projects that either that's you a were talk. A part of or something that you're doing.
No, remember that. Something that you
something that you're
are a part of.
Part of.
I know there's a Paramore song at the end.
I know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Play it again.
Play it again?
No, don't play it again. We're good, man. We're good.
I want it.
We're good.
We've got. It's 9:25. If nobody gets it by 9:30,
it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. All right, I'm going to play it one more time.
All right,
play it one more time.
Last time.
Now you guys got to listen. Okay. You want to reveal these because there's no way anybody's going to get these. Here we go.
I heard Haley.
No, you did not.
She went. I heard that. That was her. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Wait, don't say anything.
You can't do all five. You can only...
Da-na. He plays the drums on it. And then...
Huh? What's the song? Oh, you're like right there, dude. You're about to tie him.
I can't remember it. Dang it. It is.
You're so close.
You're on the right track.
You're right there.
I can't even... I can't even tell you what it is. I can just tell.
Think about that last guitar lick. That's
the only one I pulled out.
Oh, it's still into you. Yeah.
So 2-0,
Aaron.
Still into you.
Bam, 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 bam. Right?
Yep.
Bam, 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 bam. At the end.
I gave him the thing.
No.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No,
I was letting you flounder over there like a dying fish.
I gave you.
You literally were drowning in air. And I'm standing over here just hanging out, watching you do it.
Damn, amazing. He's right.
Okay, you want to just? This is impossible. There's no way.
I think the Under Oath song, like he said, is going to be pretty hard to identify.
There's no way. All right.
Can we just? Let's just say what it is.
Under Oath. Is it Down Set Go?
Oh wow.
Down Set Go, and the Almost Stop It.
Really?
Is in
there. See, I wouldn't have gotten the Almost song.
You can hear it for like a. You can barely like,
the Under Oath song. I was close. I was gonna name another song, but I couldn't. We haven't.
Producer
played.
Doug, everyone.
Yeah, Producer Doug.
That was insane, Doug. Dude. I couldn't.
Let's put four songs on top of each other and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just play them backwards too?
That's when the messages come out. We can't
just
do that
because you
the
didn't
radio.
Get anything.
Yeah, this is Christian.
I have.
Gosh.
Y'all need to watch it.
I mean,
we
that melody.
Watch
wow.
It.
Y'all better watch Amazing. It now.
It is Tuesday in studio hanging out with us every Tuesday, actually. Quality Tuesday. Tam Tuesday.
Are you here every Tuesday? You have a standing appointment here?
She really does.
She does. Mm-hmm. Okay, Aaron, we added a single a few weeks ago from your soon-to-be-released project.
Yeah, February.
February. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's my second worship record. And I'm real. I just actually approved the rest of the art today.
Really?
In the coffee shop before I got here. I'm real. I'm real pumped about it, man. This is the first single. This is actually a song Matt Crocker at Hillsong wrote, and it's all originals except for one or two tracks. I kind of just wanted to put some really congregational type stuff on there, and I did this song this summer. Mm-hmm. I was on the road, and I had a day off, literally one day off in Nashville, and went and did it. So, yeah, man.
Who'd you record with?
His name is Matt.
Oh.
I can't say his last name ever.
It was me.
It was you. We did it together. I can't say his last name ever. Arcani.
Matt Arcani.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I always want to say Arcani.
Yeah.
And then when it comes out of my mouth as Arcani, I feel really dumb. So, yeah, we did this song together, and John Howard, who actually plays with us in Paramore, did the rest of the record. But Matt did this tune because John was at home because it was one day. So, yeah, man. And he did a great job. He really did. We just did it in his house, and it was simple and quick. And John's brother, who actually texts for us with Paramore, played bass on it. And
Joey
played bass on it.
I love Joey.
Me too.
Joey's awesome.
Yeah, man. We're from the same hood. You know. Yeah, Joey played bass. And I talked to Joey this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was still out touring.
He still is. Teching for his brother.
You want to go get some coffee?
That's
so cool. Guys, Joey is great. Joey's a great guy.
I don't know Joey.
And he's actually working.
I love Joey.
He's been there for years.
That's really cool.
I love him.
That's cool.
I love him.
We met, my old band toured with John's old band Dismas, and Joey used to go out with them.
Oh, yeah.
Years and years and years ago.
Yeah, dude.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For crumpets.
What?
See?
What's it like to be real industry friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, after this, we're going to go get a nice, quick lunch. We're gonna
see, guys? Real industry friend. I told you guys that I had lived in Nashville before.
Y'all hired him for a reason, I guess.
No, that's not why. It's because he's married to the girl in Firefly. That's why
I forgot about that. That's why you got a job
here. We premiered their new song. Yeah. I tried to derail everything because she's pregnant. It didn't work.
Is she Prego?
Yeah, she is.
Congratulations. When's it happening?
March 30th, maybe.
Oh, man.
I'm hoping
for April Fool's.
Please.
Because that gets me out of like a party every other year. Seriously.
A party?
Yeah, a birthday party. I can say, we're having a birthday party for you. And then it never happens to go, April Fool's.
Oh, my God.
That, dude, that is evil
and
dark.
I switch it the next year. We're not having a party for you. We don't like you anymore. Hey! Happy birthday! April Fool's.
He or she is always surprised.
They're going to hate me so much.
Daddy, yes!
We had my son's third birthday party Saturday. Yeah. 33-year-olds at a place called Kangaroo Zoo, which is a bounce house. Let me tell you something about where the devil lives.
Yeah.
It ain't hell. It's Kangaroo Zoo bounce house. It was insane. Imagine 300. We rented a room off to the side, you know, for the birthday party, and the kangaroo comes in and cuts the cake and the dirty suit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was awful.
Dude.
So anyways, we're there, and there's probably 300 three-year-olds running around this place with their socks all dirty. It was unbelievable.
Gosh.
It was unbelievable. We had so much stuff when we left, gifts and random leftover food and garbage that I literally got home. Jamie goes, "Can you unload the car?" And I go out to the car. It's like 20 degrees, and I'm like, "I'm just gonna leave it here till tomorrow."
This should stay.
This needs to be here.
Oh,
the temperature will preserve this.
Yeah,
stuff.
It'll freeze it all together. It'll be fine. Then you can just take it
out.
There's
one big ball. Yeah.
So that was for your Perfect. Son's third birthday party?
It was.
Was that your first birthday party you'd thrown for him?
Yes.
Okay, see, my yes. son well, turns two tomorrow.
Well, we've done the parties, but they don't know.
Yeah. That's my thing! Tomorrow, he turns two, and it's like...
He knew, man. I mean, he was like... opening presents, all his friends were helping. He's like, "I'm three and everyone loves me." And it was, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was that whole thing.
We keep saying, "How old are you going to be tomorrow?" And he goes, "Two." So he can say two. But it's like, he doesn't know. He can
or
do the,
care.
He can do the two. He doesn't know.
No, he cares. He's two. You know what he cares about? Chicken nuggets, his mother.
No, that's it. You nailed it. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
That's it.
My son is three and he cares about Jake and Neverland
cool.
Pirates,
oh, no,
chicken
okay,
nuggets,
never mind. Yeah.
French fries,
yeah.
and his mother. That's what he cares about.
My kid cares greatly about Mickey Mouse Clubhouse right
really?
Now.
Yes.
We haven't done that one. Thank God. I don't think I could handle it.
Mm-mm. I know there's a hot dog song. I know it. I know every word. Matt knows it. Don't you laugh? You know every word.
I knew it beforehand, though. I'm a big Mickey Mouse fan.
So he knows
been
every
watching
word.
That for a long time.
We jump on the couch and we do the hot dog song. It's just Jake and the Neverland.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
You know it.
If you got kids, you can sing
you
it.
You know it. So Jake and the Neverland Pirates is
that was
one.
Hidden in my Dude. Subconscious, and I hate myself for it. I had no idea. That was yeah. in my subconscious.
That's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I just came out with that.
Yeah.
See, oh,
Barry. I don't know that I've ever That's seen
yeah.
ever seen an
it.
Episode.
I'm you like,
what's wrong with me?
You know it.
Yep. And now
you
know I know it.
Yeah. It's a Mickey Mouse hot dog song.
I just got fired.
Yeah.
From my own life.
Hey, he's singing the hot dog song.
There's something that happens when you have children. These new doors of your soul open up that you didn't realize you had.
Oh.
Some of them are like magical and incredible, like the depths of love that get
yeah.
deeper. And then there's these other weird pits of despair that also open, like
doors
third birthday
hate.
Party with kangaroos.
Or you become extremely, incredibly conscious of the quality of children's movies.
Right.
And you're like, well, that one's not as good. The graphics and the art aren't as good.
We have something, actually. We've got to do this.
Oh, gosh.
We have
okay.
a list.
We do.
We have a list. It's very important.
I wanted to save it till tomorrow, but you just perfect.
You just totally
perfect.
Said
man, I can
you
set up. I'm a radio pro. I can set you guys up. It's called a segue.
Hey, we are planning on doing this tomorrow, but
okay.
I feel like we got to do this today.
So Doug got us a list this morning. This is the Animated Movie Sadness Index.
Sadness Index.
A brief history of dead parents, sad robots, and devastated animal children.
Dude, that is awful.
If there's one common thread in most children's movies, it's somebody's dying.
How much did you want to die when you saw Up?
Oh,
dude, Up
God.
Is awful.
Up is the saddest movie.
Here's
of
the problem
all
about
time.
Here's the problem about Up. It just his disdain for his poor deceased wife is the whole film. It's not a scene. It's not a section of a scene.
But
it's the whole movie. He
can't
is
say disdain for his wife. It's disdain that she's gone.
God. I was trying
he
not
was
to.
So in love.
I was trying not to say she was dead.
Oh.
Dirt nap.
Oh,
whatever.
Sad.
The first 5 minutes, my kid walked out of there. My oldest, he's 11 now. When we saw it at the movie theater, I swear I was prepared to like call a therapist for treatment.
Dude, it's bad.
It is so.
It's bad.
So
it's
sad.
Really, really bad.
It's like, hey, everybody, it's Pixar.
Nope.
That one is so sad. I'm sure.
It goes all the way from we've got Wreck-It Ralph to Frozen, Toy Story 3, The Jungle Book, which this guy's never seen.
I've never seen The Jungle Book.
Bambi.
Bambi is dark, too. Yeah.
They're all dark.
It's a dark story. Okay, so we all know. We get it. You go see a children's movie with your kids,
yeah.
and at some point, everyone in the theater is crying.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
I want somebody to name right now, name the last children's movie you did not cry at.
How sad was Toy Story 3?
Right? Oh, my
I got
gosh.
It.
Dude, we had that one on the other day, and I literally am I'm cooking dinner, and Joel's watching it, and my wife goes, this movie is dark. I'm like, you're right.
It's true. Yeah. Toy Story 3 got a sadness rating of 19%.
Wait, 19%? Wow.
Says
that's
he
it?
Was supposed to be every kid's favorite
that's
toy.
That's kind of low.
Then he got left at a rest stop. He trekked about 1,000 miles all the way back home to return to his kid, only to discover he'd been replaced. His whole world was destroyed. He eventually became the toy slaver in a daycare. He was all evil, but only because
That's
after
true.
You suffer the sort
That's
of heartache
true.
He did, there's really no direction to grow but down towards hell. It's true.
Toy Story deserves a 30%.
I don't want to ruin all these kids' movies, but dude, the little girl and Andy and that scene, I'm serious, my throat hurt for a week because I couldn't get
what
the lump
Despicable
out.
Me?
I've never seen Despicable Me.
See, I was going to say, that's the last one I saw, and I didn't cry.
I feel like those don't count because they're not Disney, and Disney is the only one that has a, like...
It does count. You want to know why? Because they're little orphans.
Oh, come on.
That's true. They are orphans. Hey, this one for me, sometimes, like, to this day, I'll probably still cry when I watch it. The Land Before Time.
Dude, that movie's so sad, too.
I know.
Hey, I have a petition. Let me petition something.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Somebody in LA or New York that's doing all these children's movies, Pixar, Disney. Someone needs to make an uplifting children's movie. Not just at the end.
Yeah.
Not just at the end.
I was going to say, I've got one. It's one of my personal favorites. It's never on the lists. But I'll tell you, it's one of my absolute favorite Disney movies.
What?
Meet the Robinsons.
Mm. So good.
It's one of the best family movies. I cry every time.
They give him a place.
Oh, God.
They give him a place.
Guys, it's seriously one of my favorites.
Incredibles is good, too. Incredibles
was good. But
you still cry. We watched it this weekend. We watched it twice this weekend.
Twice? Come on, man.
No one ever watches a Disney or Pixar movie once.
That's right.
You got kids.
You can't.
My son the other day watched Toy Story 3 times in a row. Back to back to back to back to back.
Again. Again.
He says that.
Again.
Again, Daddy.
Again.
Daddy.
Again, Daddy.
Daddy.
You'll learn. Again. Trust me. You can't just... And no matter what, you're going to watch it over and over. That's why right now, Wreck-It Ralph's probably my favorite because I've seen it 150
times.
Wreck-It Ralph is great.
It only got a 6%.
For sadness? Are you out of your mind?
He wants people to love him. He's tired of being the villain. He's not a villain. He's just doing his job. But people don't love him. Instead, they pick him up and throw him off to the side of a building every night. Unhappy face. Number one, I think we can all agree. Number one, sadness rating 100%.
100.
Carl from Up.
Yes.
No hyperbole. The marriage to death montage we see Carl and his wife go through at the beginning of the movie is the most devastating 4 minutes and 18 seconds of any movie of all time. I can't even post a video. I can't even think about it. It's too real.
Here's the problem with Up. Here's the deep issue I have with Up. Every time he references anything in the movie, he goes, "This was for us, Ellie. I wish you was here, Ellie."
Yep.
So it's not just that's a false statement. It's not the 4 minutes and 18 seconds. It's the whole stinking movie.
The Ellie badge? I just wanted to die in the theater.
You're talking about the
grape soda thing?
He wears it. I literally wanted to pray for an earthquake to crush me in the theater.
Crush me now, God!
The Land Before
Just crush
Time,
me like a diamond in this building.
We're all walking out with our shirts.
You'll come out
like
a diamond.
Ash and like sackcloths and just
everybody mourned. Mourning. The Land Before Time got
75%. I'm David. I have boils.
He watched his mom get eaten by a T-Rex. I just want to bring it back to that, guys. None of us has ever done that.
Right, this
I feel
is
like,
true.
But I can relate this in some weird way. Right. I feel like I've seen that happen. I don't know how I feel but I do.
And amazing. Because of these movies, here's the other issue I have, being a father, and you can relate.
Yeah.
They make your kids scared of certain things.
Yes.
My son the other night, we had this birthday party. He got 50 balloons. He's obsessed with helium balloons.
Oh, no.
And so they're all standing in his room. And because he's seen like the army men in Toy Story, you know, marching around.
Oh, yeah.
He wakes up 4 in the morning, Mom! Daddy! He was convinced that these were army men in his room.
Alive.
They were going to kill him. Yeah. He had to sleep with us for the rest of the morning. He was so screwed up. Because there was a shadow of balloons. Because these movies put these things in these kids' heads.
See, I thought you were terrified. He was terrified. He was gonna like float away, like up.
That's the thing.
Something.
But it's all just, of that. Yeah. It's all of that mix. Yeah. He wasn't like, oh, these are just the balloons that my mom and dad blessed me with. I got $100 to deliver them to my door.
Yay.
No, it was. Oh my gosh, these things are going to eat me and steal my soul.
You're a better dad than my dad. I would tell my dad there was something in my room, and he would say, face your enemy.
Oh my gosh.
No, he would not. Face your enemy.
The best way to do that is just pee your pants.
That's what I was
then your enemy flees. They're like, oh,
the urine smell.
It takes all the fun out of it for your enemy. They're like, oh, you already peed.
Okay, chloroform.
Tell us, how many times have you peed yourself then because of that?
I still pee myself every day, Tim. Every time I see you, I pee myself. They're like, my enemy, face her. Aw. Somewhere, something got disconnected. Oh, man. He never did that. My dad did scare the crap out of me one time because I was a fearful child, totally.
Oh, man.
And I always thought there was something in my room, always. And one night, my dad snuck into the corner of my room.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding. Hid in the shadows.
That is dark.
And then I laid down. and was laying in my bed trying to sleep and opened my eyes, and he came out of the corner and grabbed me. And I was like, ah! And then he was just laughing. He just held me going, laughing and laughing.
His dad is
great.
One of the raddest dudes.
Dude, that is really, really bad.
He's a cool guy.
God bless Murray.
He was watching earlier.
He's
watching.
I'm watching you.
That's what he texts me. I'm watching you.
Just sitting in his underwear, drinking coffee, looking. I like that.
I will say this. Disney does a good job of dismantling what is scary, though, because my kids, you know, the Monsters in the Closet type thing, Monsters, Inc. really totally just threw that down to a point where my kids aren't really afraid of anything. I'm trying to think of what they're afraid of now.
They're not, because I tried to scare them the other night.
They have guns and knives, of course, because of Raiders of the Lost Ark and whatnot.
Of course. They're little boys, man.
Yeah.
Grenades.
My boys are insane.
I tried to scare them. I tried to sneak up on them. This happened. I tried to sneak up on them, and I was in the corner going, like at the door, and they were playing a video game, and they both kind of looked over, and then they looked back at the screen, and I was going, and then Luke said, I think it's the game. Really? And then I kind of rose up, and they both just kind of stared at me.
I think it's
And I was like, I can't scare you guys!
It's really funny to see my three-year-old, except for, like, stuff in his room, like balloons, obviously, he literally, at that kangaroo devil demon house the other day, he climbed, like, 30 feet in the air on this thing. I'm like, dude, you weigh 25 pounds. Right. If you fall off here, you are going to be a greasy spot. Like, there's not afraid of anything.
Oh, man.
Anything. It's so funny.
I love it. I love it. Except for the things that Disney puts in their minds to be afraid of.
No.
Yeah, like inequality. Okay. And I'm just kidding.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. It's so true. Let's not talk about that on the radio.
This list is coming out because I guess Big Hero 6 is sad, which is funny because his kids told
us. That's the first thing they said to me.
I haven't seen it yet.
They went and saw it with their friends because it was a birthday party. And I really wanted to see the movie because I know what happens. If my kids see a movie before I do, it's ruined. Period, the end, no matter what, no matter how hard
singing
they try.
Singing the songs, doing the dialogue.
Yes, ruining everything.
Son is three and sings every song to every movie and does the dialogue. Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
I haven't seen
that. That's good.
I let them see that one without me.
That's again. The plane breaks down and his irreplaceable part can't be found. So he ends up becoming a fire plane because his racing days are over. Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, they're all sad. They're
Turbo,
all
same
sad.
Way.
Turbo, you saw that snail movie? Who are you?
Yeah, I haven't even seen that one. I have a 3-year-old.
She was crying about that because she spent money on it.
I was going to say.
I saw it on Netflix.
You're supposed to wait until...
Wait, so you actually on your own volition?
I was just about to say, like, we have excuses now. We see them all because we have kids.
No, not me.
How?
I have two cats. So whenever,
are you guys cat people?
Yeah, dude.
I knew there was something I didn't like about
two
you.
Two of them, too. There's a phrase a man should never utter, and it's my other cat. I say that a lot. So
are you guys?
I don't have a lot, Aaron. Not a lot going for me. Yeah. Not at this point.
What if the little babes is allergic?
No.
What?
No.
I'm gonna pray that your child is definitely allergic to cats, so you can get rid of those things that poop in a box in your
beans.
House.
I'm keeping beans. Beans is a good cat.
Beans and Panda. Those are his cats. I have a dog. I'm a dog guy.
I have a dog too. Yeah.
Anyway, if I watch a children's movie, it's usually by myself because Dawn's gone so much.
Yeah.
And it's with my cat.
I'm gonna tell him, Aaron. Here's something sad.
Uh-oh. We were coming back.
Yes. We were coming back from the airport.
Oh God.
And here it is.
So we're driving down, what's the interstate name?
I forgot. It's like
I-25.
Yep. There.
So it's backed up. We finally get there.
Northwest.
There's flashing lights, the whole thing. We finally get there, and there's a beautiful,
like,
deceased dog.
Oh.
And they got a whole lane closed off, and a guy who I assume was his owner, and this was the saddest part.
Oh,
The dog being dead is enough, but
I know.
This guy is climbing over the median in the middle of I-25 and going and cradling the dog in his arms. And at this point, I'm like, Tamara, can you just drive off the road? I'm done. I can't work any longer.
We were like, are you kidding me? It was so sad.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just
sad.
Kill us right now?
Yeah, is there any way we can get an accident?
And he picked him up and he put him on the side of the road and then the cars were going. It was just like the saddest thing.
My dog got hit when I was 11 years old.
Oh.
And I watched it. and my dad cradled him in a blanket, and my mom was 9 months pregnant with my little brother.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, and it was just...
How many songs were written about that?
Well, right. Yeah, my dog got hit by...
No, wait.
Feed Jake.
That's a real song.
He's been a good dog.
That's the one.
Oh, my gosh!
Terrifying.
What? My best friend right through it all.
That's
if I die before I wake... PJ.
Yep. Oh my
there you go.
Gosh. Are
Bad.
You kidding me right
Sad
now?
Song. Oh, sad.
I'm like tearing up a little.
You've got some Southerners in your studio,
yeah,
man.
Apparently, yes. Yeah,
okay,
yes.
So from Florida originally, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, still have a place there.
That's cool. Yeah, Dawn is from Eustis originally.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where she's. No so clue. We'll be there at Christmas. It's close to Orlando.
Okay. Close. Yeah, Christmas every year I deal with his Instagram page and hate it. And hate him. So then come...
Because he's like on the beach for Christmas?
Yeah. And then come the new year.
I'm going
to like,
I'm going to Florida
it.
In 2 weeks too.
My resolution every year is to not hate him. But it's like...
Because you're up here just freezing.
I'm freezing and he's at Disney World
so
every
cold.
Year for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going in 2 weeks. Because for the holidays.
Man, I hate you guys.
Sorry,
so
bro. I'll Instagram and tag you in it.
Tag him in every
Steve-o.
Photo. Look at this one!
87 degrees. Here's Mickey Mouse.
Oh
and Jesus showed up.
I'm totally going to tag you guys in random.
I hope you're at home
photos.
Watching Up right now.
Level 4 time in Up on a loop. It's 27 degrees.
It doesn't even matter at this
All the
point.
Coats
all
in your house
movies.
Are moth-eaten.
Oh, gosh.
Damien Rice in the background. Yeah. You're basically dead. Gosh, that's the most depressing scenario I've ever imagined.
Ever.
Land Before Time, Damien Rice in the background, all the moth-eaten coats, and it's cold.
And you're in a coffee shop.
In a coffee shop.
And you're just watching people's lives go by.
Oh, guys, I just thought about, listen, when I was a kid, wait, yeah, I just had an idea. Okay, when I was a kid... Inevitably, we would go to Wendy's after church every Sunday.
Wendy's?
Yes.
Yep, number one
We
meal.
Would go.
Me too.
Yeah, okay, same. Yeah. Same.
Wow.
So we would go to Wendy's, and every time there would be an older man sitting there by himself.
Drinking a coffee.
Yeah, and I would get so sad. Sometimes I would want to go sit with him, and my parents were like, you can't go sit with that person. We don't know them. But I would get so sad. I would start crying and say, we just need to pray. Seriously. Last night, I went to Whole Foods.
Oh no.
And I got really hungry.
You sat with him.
And I got
you sat alone.
I got
at
some
Whole Foods?
Sushi.
Oh no.
And I was sitting by myself and a little freaking kid walked up to me. And he
that
said
is full circle.
He walked up and he said, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm eating the sushi by myself." And he said, "What is that?" And I said, "It's sushi." And he said, "Why are you eating with your hands?" Because I had forgotten to get chopsticks.
So you are sad, alone, wifeless.
And then he said, "I like your Spider-Man shirt." And I said, "Me too. He's my favorite." And then his mom was like, "Come back over here." Full circle.
My wife does this thing where she sees an old man like that, and here's what she says verbatim every time. She has such a tender heart for these poor old guys at Wendy's. She goes, "I love that man." She says it just like, "I love that man." I'm like, "What are you going to do for him? Like, are you going to, if you go over there and sit with him, he's going to think you're crazy."
Right.
And I already think you're crazy.
There's nothing so for you there.
And she goes, "But I just love him, babe. Can honey, just go
oh,
give him."
Man.
Honey, just go give him some money.
What
is that going to do?
Thank you. My question is, what if they're not poor? Because my husband, we're in Santa Fe eating lunch, and he's like, "That right there breaks my heart." And I was like,
you don't
even know his
you're
story.
Like interjecting
he's probably
Disney
like,
stories
so
onto these
happy.
Characters.
Matt
right
likes
now.
To eat sushi alone. Hey, sometimes I like to go to lunch by myself.
I know. It was an accident. I would have preferred not to, but it happened.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. We do that, though, regularly. Yeah. Interject our own like Disney stories onto other people, assuming their lives have to be miserable.
That's
because
and then you look around
by
and you're
themselves.
Like, wait a second.
That's my
wait,
we're
babe, I love that man.
That's my husband.
And you're sitting they're going, "This restaurant is $100 a plate. He's not poor.
He's fine.
He's eating, isn't he?
Look at me. We're on a date. Look at me.
Oh, my God.
Ask me about my life.
That's right.
What's happening in my life?
Cracks me up. I love him. He's so compassionate.
Quality Tuesdays with Tam.
Yeah, man. We are learning.
Hey, what is my
so
new day
going to
be
much.
When I'm here?
I don't know, man.
Quality Mondays with it.
You could come in any day you wanted to.
Tam and Aaron.
Like, awesome
on
Tamarin.
Tamarin.
Team
Awesome
Morning Party.
Team Aaron Morning Party. Because our show's called Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
I feel like Tam Aaron Morning Party can totally work.
Tam Aaron?
Have you guys ever watched Tim and Eric?
Yes.
No.
I can't watch it a lot because it freaks me out, man.
But that's what your guys' show reminds me of. I was listening. I was driving the static. I drove the static van 2 weeks ago.
Yes!
So, you know, it's weird to drive the static van to, like, Planet Fitness and Whole Foods and stuff. I feel like I'm an infomercial and everyone's like, hey, man, you work for that radio station?
Oh, gosh.
You're kind of Southern. I'm like, I'm not Matt.
That's not me.
Leave me alone.
When they walk out, they see the KNKT side. They're like, oh, wow. But if they see the static side, they're just looking at you with disapproval.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you that guy?
Except it costs him like $80.
Oh, yeah.
Like a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, right?
It's a cargo van.
Hey, B-Nix, if you're listening, I need to be reimbursed.
B-Nix, help him.
Come on. He's here on Thursdays.
You owe me money.
He rocks the show with us on Thursdays.
You owe me money.
Yeah.
Here's a weird thing, though, is I'm listening to this show and Team Awesome Morning Party explosions. All I could think about was Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric, awesome show. Great job. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Right. It gets crazy.
But it's very similar to this radio show.
I like Dr. Steve Brule. I like him a lot.
Oh, he's my favorite.
All right.
He's good.
Now you want a tip? Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth, you dingus.
You dingus.
Doug knows. Oh, Doug knows amazing. Everything funny. He knows about it.
Yep.
I'm sad to play the outro.
This is the end.
This is it, guys.
We did it.
We've come to the end of our journey.
Thanks for the memories.
So you're going to be here for a little bit.
Yeah, man, I'll come back.
Helping out.
Is it okay to like just crash the party?
Yes.
I'll be doing that a lot.
Okay,
just
good.
Knocking on the door.
Seriously? Good morning! Come hang out with
us. That would be really,
really
cool.
Open door policy.
Open door.
If people want to find more information about the 140 things you're doing in your life, where can people find more information?
AaronGillespie.com.
Okay.
Yeah, sweet. It should be being revamped at the moment.
Okay.
So you can have a look there and... You know, come out to a show, say hello, shake my hand, it'd be great.
Dude, we should totally make you play for us like a monkey. We'll get a guitar, you can like sing a song instead.
Yeah, not today. Another day.
No.
Another
come
day.
On! We have fun, come on, let's make him sing, let's make him do
let
stuff.
It go! Let it go!
Yeah. See, you're not going to get that anywhere
Haven't
else.
Seen it. I have boys.
That's the one that I rented
three
and
boys.
Watched by myself.
No, that's not an excuse.
I got a confession to make. My son watches that movie. He's very, very into, like, guns and fighting.
Right!
And he sits and watches it and sings every song. I know.
Isn't it funny how you have to preface that? Okay, here's the deal. My boys, they're like boys.
Man,
they're
he's
like
Superman. Let's just see him. He's got hair all over him.
But he loves Frozen, so.
Man, he looks like Cousin It.
No,
that boy came out with a gun and an American flag and a mustache. He's the
came out,
man.
When he was born, I swear it was a Marlboro commercial.
His first word was America.
He came out smoking, had to go to rehab. First day.
Loves
he's
Frozen.
A man. He loves Frozen.
Oh,
loves
it.
Came
so
out,
much.
He had a lasso, cowboy boots, a Zippo, chewing dip.
Loves Frozen. He's also a member of the Village People.
Okay. He's not. But he loves Frozen. I do too.
But he
it's
loves
all good.
Frozen, so it's all okay. Good. It's okay. Oh, man. Incredible. Open door policy for both of you.
Y'all
guys.
Just let it go.
Always, man. Let always. It go. Amazing. That's it for us. We are out. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Aaron, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. I loved it. I loved it.
Too much fun.
I love talking trash on the radio.
Yes, you're welcome.
As always, you brought the quality.
Yeah.
Brought him.
It was Aaron this time, but you brought it.
No, I brought show and tell. I brought
Aaron. There you go. Thank you for letting us know this morning after we already knew. That was very good of you. That was very good. All right, up next, Middays with Mitch. If you miss New Music Tuesday, coming up at noon, we'll do a recap for you. And then the top five will be aired. At 5.
Woo!
Yeah, that's how radio does.
Bye-bye.
All right, until tomorrow, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.